Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the attitude of some people when they are told that they should get right with others concerning sin. Well, let's continue with that thought today. Verse 5 of our text here in 1 John 4 speaks of the world being in their life, its fashion, its manner of living, its music, its speech. My stomach is turned when I read of a church saying, if you'll just come to church, we'll give you and your family, each member, a free ticket to go to the local theater of your choice. What? Well, we think if they come and hear the word, they'll get saved. Why don't you go to their house and give them the word? You don't have to then send them into sin and the temptation of nudity and everything else. He that is of God, verse 6, listens to the word as it is presented in light of God's Holy Spirit giving us this word-for-word Bible. These are those that speak the truth and seek the truth. John 17:17, Jesus says he would sanctify us through the truth. His word is true. John 14:6, Jesus is the truth. See, so often, people think that what they're doing is not sin. Even I've had, this sounds bad, but I've actually had people in adultery say, how could it be wrong when we love each other so much? You know what? That just makes me want to vomit. It's wrong, first of all, because you gave your word in marriage. Now it shows that your word is no good, doesn't mean anything. And a lot of those second marriages end up just the same way the first one did, on the rocks and divorce. Now, I know that upsets probably some people that are listening in. That's not my desire, is to upset you, it's to help you get right. You see, people miss the joyful news. If we confess, he forgives, cleanses us from those sins. We don't have to any longer do those sins. Remember the woman at the well? What happened with her? She got saved talking to Jesus. What did she do? She go back to town. We're told she tells the men. Why did she tell the men? Well, five of them had been her husbands. The guy she's living with is not her husband. And we don't know how many she had relationships with in there. She goes, tells them. Come here, this man. He's told me all that I've ever did. I'm forgiven. I'm saved. And boy, she gets them out there. I've told people, you know what? Call that person up and tell them you regret that you ever had that relationship, that it is, you're not only remorseful of it, but it makes you sick, and that you're sorry for your sin. You're sorry you did it with them, but you feel responsible for their soul. You don't want them going to hell, and that you have no pleasure. You don't maintain any pleasure or pleasurable thoughts in the relationship you had with. And people are more down on me that have done that, to say that, than they are in making things right with God on that. And they confess to be Christians. Now, Romans 3:23 is still clear. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody's exempt from that, and the wages of sin is death. We know that. And some of you that have been in these sins have done it because you're not really truly saved. You've only got a religion. You don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But some of you that are saved, you know you're saved. You just need to come back, confess your sins, and ask God to cleanse you by His blood again, not for salvation, but for cleansing that power from you of that sin over you and having a true righteous life. So again, we go back now to verses 5 and 6 of 1 John 4, because we've showed you the context of all of this thing to get us to this point, because the context of the book shows there is a warfare. There's a world and there's righteousness. And so they are the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and spirit of error. So if we preach the word and people are down on us, we know they're not of God. Not because I say so, but because God says so. They won't hear it, and they won't respond to it, and they won't agree with it. Then they are of the world. They may be saved, but they're far, far, far away from God. They may be very religious, but they're far, far, far from God. Now, you look at chapters 2 through 4. I mainly looked at chapter 1 here, but chapters 2 through 4. I want you to get the teaching of the entire book as the Holy Spirit gave it. I want you to know His mind to keep us from making certain verses of private interpretation. That is, it's has an application different from the rest of the Bible, contrary to the Word of God. And so, they have a private interpretation, and that's wrong. But we also want you to see where you belong and where we belong in our spiritual life by this epistle. We need to see where we've been. Now, again, fellowship is partnership with God. And there is a difference between walking in darkness and walking in light. And there's the confession of sin. Not blaming others, not sharing the blame, but taking full responsibility before God that He might cleanse us by the blood, Jesus bearing it for us, and then we can walk in the Spirit and worship Him in spirit and in truth instead of trying to apply the flesh to worship God, because that never is right and it's abominable to God. Now, so when you get to chapter 2, notice what He says in verses 3 through 5 of 1 John, and hereby know we that we know Him if we keep His commandment. He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar. Okay, now do I have to try to make that plain? No. God says, He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. When you keep, that is, you obey and you guard it and keep yourself from going the opposite direction of the word, then we see the love of God is perfected in you. Do you want the love of God perfected in you? Question to ask yourself. And when we do, hereby know we that we are in Him. Again, perfected in Him, you'll love the holiness, the true holiness and righteousness of God, and not the worldliness of this world and its flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Okay? They don't have a hold on us anymore. Too often, some are fighting to hold on to them. But that old thing's passed away, and behold, all things become new. So walk in newness of life. By the way, there are many imperative commands in the New Testament. Some who will say, well, John and Paul disagree. People say that have no earthly idea what they're saying. Every word of God is God-breathed. There's no error at all, and there is no contradiction at all. Their understanding is messed up, not God's word. Okay, so they're not John's words, Paul's words, or James' words or thoughts. They're God's. Men, has your wife ever asked you to fix something? She has no idea of how to fix it. And you start, and then she begins telling you that you can't do it that way. You can't do it that way. No, you're doing it wrong. Then you say, okay, I guess I don't know. You fix it. Now, they'll say, I don't know, but I know that how you're doing it is wrong. Okay? Now, some of you may have experienced that. Well, that is when, like, you act like your cell phone is on vibrate and you tell her, I need to take this call, when she's giving you a hard time about that thing. You call one of the kids and you tell them, call your mother and talk to her and talk to her about 30 minutes so I can get this job finished and get the thing fixed. Now, that's a little humorous, but really, how often is sin in our life addressed that way? That pastor's wrong. But you have no biblical foundation for it. There's no biblical foundation for it. They just say they're wrong and no biblical foundation. Obeying his commandment. How about Hebrews 10:25? About not forsaking. That is there, not there, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, the Bible's saying, if you really believe the day is approaching, then you'd be even more faithful to the local church than you ever were. What about 1 Peter 1:14, where he says, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust, rather to be holy? What about 2 Corinthians 6:14-18? Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. How about in this chapter of 1 John 2:15-17? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, if God says his love is not in you, it's not really in you. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So, again, you got to go back and decide which side the great divider are you going to stand. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Decide whose side you're on.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.